Does the Earth, our planet, really care about spring? We humans, obsessed with the precision of the calendar, only get disappointed each year when the far less predictable forces of weather and climate don't seem to notice the equinox. It's spring today, and maybe where you are, this difficult winter is giving up the ghost. Jules writes, the garden gates are open. That's great. Courtney is putting a positive spin on walking to work, 32 degrees and sunny, not wearing mittens. I think this calls for an iced coffee. I've got the next best thing, some spring musical suggestions, including this one here, to go with that iced coffee from musical legend Jeff Spurgeon, host for our sister station WQXR. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
So we must find music to bring from the cold rocks and pavement of our freezing cold March days.
Yes.
Spring.
And there are lots of ways to do that. A couple of major themes happen in the sounds of classical music that evoke spring. One is the earth reawakening, and the other is birds. Composers like to put bird songs in because it gives the musicians something to show off with.
Well, yeah, flutes sound like birds. But on your sort of more elegiac notion, I mean, the low-hanging fruit here is Aaron Copland.
I think so, too, although it's interesting. You know, you hit Appalachian spring and you start the music and you just hear the earth reawakening. It's warm. The sun shining.
The birdies are getting up. Yes. The animals are coming out of their caves.
There's always irony in these things, though. Copland, when he was writing this ballet for Martha Graham, didn't have a title. She suggested Appalachian Spring, which is a line out of a Hart Crane poem. But it's actually a reference to a place where water comes out of the ground. So the idea of spring, we've laid that on as time's gone by.
Now, Vivaldi, though, he's much more explicit about the seasons.
The four seasons of Vivaldi are very handy for this kind of spring idea because there are sonnets that go with each of the seasons. The theory is that Vivaldi wrote these, but we're not exactly sure. But the start of the springtime sonnet is, springtime is upon us. The birds celebrate her return with festive song. Cue the violin.
Cue the birds. Now, would we call this program music? Musicologists like to, you know, categorize music. This is very directly imitative of natural things.
Absolutely. If you go through all four seasons, there are strong evocations. Summer has a beautiful storm in it. But yeah, this is absolutely springtime.
Next up, someone who loves to specifically evoke natural phenomenon in even the titles of his work.
Ottorino Respighi. In 1927, he made a three-part piece based on paintings by Sandro Botticelli. About 10 years before Columbus sailed the ocean blue, Botticelli painted what he called an allegory of spring, Primavera. And once again, you can hear the earth bursting into life in the very first measures of this music. Even the horns are calling for spring.
And the urgency for demanding that weather is really something we associate with the German composers, like Strauss, for instance, who, it seems, not only evokes spring, but says, get it over here now.
Very late in his life, Richard Strauss found some poetry. He was given a book of poetry by Hermann Hesse, the novelist and poet, who wrote a gorgeous, dreamy thing about spring. And nobody puts gorgeous and dreamy together better than Richard Strauss. And once again, there is bird song evoked in the words. This time, the soprano gets to do that work. Vogelsong, bird song, one long cry from, in this case, Renee Fleming.
And a sad note at the point of Richard Strauss's life and a moment, really, for European history when Hesse was writing.
And Strauss wrote this near the end of his life after World War II, so the whole world has changed. It's interesting in the four last songs that this spring poem is up-looking because the rest of the songs are pretty directly about end of life, evening death.
We'll end on one of the most controversial classical music pieces ever composed, and it has spring, not water spring, but really spring in the title.
And a pagan kind of it, yeah. The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky. The piece celebrated its 100th birthday last year. The bassoon comes in at a very high note, difficult stuff to play. And the world that's coming into being here is spring, but it's not an ordered kind of spring. This is cacophony. But the trick with this particular spring is it's the kind of spring where we want to ensure a good harvest, and for that, we need a sacrifice. And as is so often the case, it's a girl. So at the end of this piece, a girl dances to death or is otherwise sacrificed, but we will be able to eat this fall thanks to that rite.
Jeff Spurgeon, happy spring.
Thank you. Same to you.
Jeff Spurgeon is morning host for WQXR.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.